I'll try to do everything what depends on me.
You're very sweet. Anna, you know, we're calling you, and you can't see us, you don't know us, and we're asking you all of these personal questions, and you're a good sport. I appreciate your answering all of these questions for us. I'm sorry you can't see us. I wish you could see every one of the men who is listening to us. So I hope they write to you and send you some pictures, and then you'll know some of the men who are listening to us right now, okay?
Okay.
You're a very sweet girl, and I appreciate your good nature very much.
Thank
All right,
you.
So somebody with a sense of humor, somebody easygoing, someone you can be proud of, somebody who's active, who has some pursuits, some interests, some things going on in his life. What about age, Anna? I think sometimes we hear that women in Russia don't care so much about age. Sometimes we hear, yes, they kind of do. There's no wrong answer, of course. Whatever you feel is right for you is great. So what do you think about age? Are you looking for somebody who's close to your age or maybe somebody who's a little bit older? How do you feel about that?
He should be a little bit older than I am because I don't think the person who is about 22 think about some family or something like that. Maybe not much than 35. But I have a lot of friends, my father's friends, and they're about 50, and I can talk to them easily, and we can understand each other. It depends on many things.
Depends on many things, sure, I understand. I think, Anna, you know, sometimes I think, I've been to Russia many times. I see young Russian men, and I think that they are usually in very good shape. They're healthy, and they look fine. They look great. I see older Russian men, and maybe not quite so healthy when they're in their 50s and 60s. And it's interesting. In America, it's kind of the other way around. Men in America who are young sometimes are not as thin as they should be. Sometimes they're not as healthy as they're as active as they should be. And yet, as we get older in America, when we hit 40 or 45, even 50, a lot of men are active and strong and look great, very healthy, lots of energy. I don't know if you've met many of your cousin's friends who were his age or older, I guess. But I guess what I'm saying is if there's a man listening and he's 40 or maybe 45 and he looks great and he's healthy and he's strong, got a lot going on, and he really, really likes your profile, should he write to you?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Really? Yeah. Okay. You're pretty easygoing.
Yeah.
And you're right. You said earlier that it really depends on the person. You have to meet somebody, and only then can you really tell if you're, you know, compatible with each other, right?
Right.
All right. So some of the guys who are listening, Anna, they're wondering about correspondence. They're wondering about writing letters to you. Have you received a lot of letters since you joined the marriage agency 6 months ago?
No, not much.
Not much, really. Wow. Well, I hope that changes very soon, actually. I'm very surprised. I would think you've got more letters than you know what to do with.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I will find time to answer all the questions, all the letters.
Excellent. Boy, guys, what a nice girl we're talking with. Anna, 86908 at loveme.com. What a sweet, sweet girl. Very, very charming. So, Anna, the guys who are listening, again, you know, in America, someone like you could be married and have a family and have 10 children by now if you wanted. Is it hard to meet somebody in Kazan?
You mean a man?
Yeah. Is it hard to meet a man who wants to get married and have children and a family and that kind of thing?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's, I have some friends, some guys with whom I talk to, but I don't have serious intentions to someone in Kazan. I don't know. I don't have such thoughts in my hand, in my head to get married someone in Kazan, for example.
Yeah. You're not trying
That's
to
why
just,
maybe.
You're not trying to just get married. You want to marry the right person, but you haven't really met anybody in Kazan yet who you feel is the right guy, obviously, or who is family-oriented enough for you, huh? Well, that's going to change. I mean, you're going to receive letters from guys who want to write to you, and I'm sure you're going to meet somebody. And then when you come to America, you'll probably get a lot of attention from people everywhere you go. They'll just be in love with this charming girl. So if guys are going to write to you, Anna, what can they write about? Sometimes the guys will say, I have no idea what to say to such a beautiful girl. What should I write about? And they want to make a good impression, and that's what they're worried about. So should I write about my house? Should I talk about my car, my dog, my job? What does she want to hear about? So when guys write to you, Anna, what do you want them to write about? What's the most important thing for you to know about anybody who writes you an email today or tomorrow?
I want to know about the thoughts. What kind of thoughts they have in their heads about the life, their life, how they imagine their life in future. What is the main things for them, and maybe a little bit about their career or their hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
It would be interesting for me to know. For
Very
example,
good.
I like to play lawn tennis, and if someone or like to play it too,
uh-huh,
it's great. But if not, maybe they can advise me something better, something more interesting than tennis.
Uh-huh.
It would be great.
Wow. So you like to play tennis, and somebody who likes to play tennis or who maybe knows another activity or sport that they can teach you.
Yeah.
So I see also that you like yoga.
Yeah,
uh-huh,
sure.
Very good. Wow. So tennis and yoga, you're very active and you're obviously very, very healthy. It looks like you also like horses. I see you in a picture riding a horse.
Yeah, I like horses.
Mm-hmm. Do you get to ride
like
horses?
I like riding the horse.
Uh-huh. Well, do you get to do that very often in Kazan?
No, it's impossible.
Impossible?
Yeah, it's no chance to do that in Kazan.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. Well, when you come to America, everywhere you go, there are all kinds of places to ride horses. There are many horse farms. It's a very easy thing to do. Maybe you'll even have a horse, depending on where you live. You might live out in the country someday, I suppose.
Yeah, it's great.